Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, with a nice total to bring you in the lockbox today, $193,807 from some very, very generous folks. We have a long way to go to get to $500,000 before our on-air fund drive starts October 21st.
Well, we're not going to kid around. Everybody knows that there is no way to do this except if everybody puts something in. If you love the station, and if it's part of your life, and if you have your car radios on any of the stations, it just doesn't happen. We know that. What does happen is if everybody does a little, and that's all we're asking, a little. Whether it's $5 or $100, whatever you do, then we're safe, and we've always been safe that way. So we're depending on you, and we are passionate about this station. We do our best. Everybody comes to work every day, and everybody's happy. I mean, you should talk to Ray Graff every morning. He has something good to say. So it is up to the whole to make it happen. This is not a tax thing. You know, we get very little money from the federal government, very little, and we would have to make it if they didn't. So what we're asking is that everybody just reaches into their heart and says, is this something I treasure? Is this something I need? I'll do something, and we're going to do it. And we've always done it, and we'll do it this time. Go to WAMC.org and put the money in the lockbox, and we'll be safe, because that's what it's all about, being safe. David, we see a president of the United States who has gone, well, cuckoo. I mean, he stands up, he starts yelling at reporters, he starts yelling, ask the president of Finland the question. The reporter asks the president of Finland a question, and the president answers it and talks about how he got over on Finland and everybody else. It really was some performance. You know, in the movies, this would be something. But this is not a movie. This is real, and it's unbelievable. All I can say is I got great admiration for Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff. Joe Biden spoke up yesterday at some length, talking about how he wasn't going anywhere and he was going to do his thing and that Trump wasn't going to get away with this. So it's a time in American history which books will be written, but we can only hope it comes out the right way.
Meantime, subpoenas are on the way to the White House. You also have this headline in the Washington Post this morning. Trump involved Pence in attempts to pressure Ukraine's leader.
This is going to suck everybody in. Let me ask you this, David. Does anybody think that this president has loyalty towards Pence and will leave him out of this thing? No, of course not. They're all getting sucked into the vortex, and it's going to touch every one of them. So now we see officials who are quitting and speaking. Volker, the man of the hour, is coming up to the Hill, and he's going to have his say today. You know, David, yesterday when we were discussing what it was that was bringing the Inspector General up to the Hill, I mentioned two things. I said, well, he could have some damaging information about Trump, or it could be some kind of a plot, some kind of an inside thing where they're trying to suck everybody in with false information. And that's exactly what seems to have happened. He brought up some manila envelopes. In it were what could only be described as crazy inside sort of stories about Biden and the rest. It was clearly, to me at least, a put-up job.
And then, while it's probably a long way between lip and cup, there's the issue of succession. The founding fathers built it in.
Well, that's right. And we saw what happened with Nixon. He resigned, Ford pardoned him, and then Ford lost the election as a result of that pardon. Sure, succession now comes if Trump gets so far gone and he's out and the vice president takes over. We could see the same sort of thing happening. Or if one believes that this president is capable of resigning. He believes his own stuff. That's clear now. And as a result, there's never going to be too much. There's no loyalty to anybody else. If Pence thinks that this president is going to be loyal to him, think again, Charlie. That isn't going to happen. What did you have in mind, David, when you talked about succession?
Just the idea that when you see the vice president involved, now you really have to look at that succession plan.
Well, that's right. You got a question here, and that is there are all kinds of people who are surrounding Trump. Do you try to impeach them, too? Do you try to impeach the vice president while you're impeaching the president? Look, this thing is clearly unraveling now, and it will continue to unravel as some people get guts based on the fact that it's me or him talking about the president. So some people who are quite close to the president or who have been are going to have to make up their mind. Let's see what Volker has to say today. He resigned. Whether or not he's prepared to go all the way is another story.
Is there any line that the president can cross at this point that Mitch McConnell will turn on him on?
Yeah, I think what happens is if the country as a whole turns on the president, you'll watch these guys run for the hills. McConnell is already saying we have to have a trial, but I don't trust them at all. I think, you know, it's a trial, but it'll be heavily manipulated. Some people are confident that if John Roberts will preside, he's the Supreme Court chief, then everything would be all right because he's a man of integrity. No, he was appointed by the Republicans, no question about it, maybe not by Trump. But if they decide they're going to have a trial, but it's going to be a manipulated trial in the Senate, what good would it do?
Let's talk about Vermont U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders for a moment. We learned yesterday he had suffered an artery blockage, had to go into the hospital. He's taken a bit of a break from the campaigning. Certainly has had a lot of supporters and small donations.
You know, he did extremely well in this last reporting period. And he is a guy who excited young people, excited the left. He's older. And now we have to ask, is he too old? Well, you know, in the old days, maybe the answer would have been yes. But since, it's now 1, 2, 3. So it isn't as if he can't go on. It isn't as if he can't make it happen. He's a bit older. So am I.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. You're old. You're the youngest old person I know. Come on, everybody. Get some energy like Alan. Put something in the lockbox.
Go to WAMC.org and put the money in the lockbox, and we'll be safe.